You're with SBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Bryden Nichols, and this is NITV Radio. And coming up for you now, my yarn with singer, songwriter, and survivor of the Stolen Generations, Kutcher Edwards, where we yarn about Sorry Day and Reconciliation Week. Thank you for joining us today and having a yarn with us. We really appreciate it here at NITV Radio. So, yeah. Kutcher, we know that you're a survivor of the Stolen Generations. What does Sorry Day mean to you?
Sorry Day, Apollo Day, Survival Day, all these days, they mould into one, writer. I read an article for The Age, I think it was 3 years ago, and in that article, my family, every time a memorial comes up of our mother or a memorial comes up of our father or any of our brothers or sisters or nephews, nieces or grannies, not only the memorial when they pass, the day that they pass, but their birthdays as well. Every day, there's probably not a day that your thought doesn't go to the family members that are no longer with us. Yeah, I got very emotional the other day. Somebody sent me a video clip for 1999 or something. It was one of the very first Sorry Days, and they digitalised this footage, and there was my son standing there. And I remember when my son rang his grandmother, my mum, and he said, "Nan," and this is, he goes, "Nan, guess what we did today?" She said, she called everybody son. "What, son?" He said, "We laid flowers on the steps of Parliament House for you." She said, "Why did you do that?" And he said, "Nan, it's Sorry Day." She said, "What's that?" The reality is that a lot of, our parents, my parents, I'm 56 this year, they just got on with life. She didn't understand the politics. She just got on with life. And yeah, just looking at my son in that video made me very emotional, and I was moved by just looking at him in that footage standing, beside all his uncles and aunties and on the steps of Parliament. So Sorry Day is very poignant for me and my family.
Yeah, of course. Is it difficult for you to experience a day like Sorry Day when it comes around each year on the calendar?
I don't know if it's difficult. I liken what I do, and this is explained so many times in my life in the last couple of years, is that my role in the whole scheme of what it is that I do is to drop an imaginary pebble in an imaginary pond and to create a ripple. And I'm not determining the ripple. The people who attend a talk or a performance or sit in conversation with me at a function or talk to me, with the advent of technology on radio, if I can create that ripple, each individual can go away and think about what I've spoken about. And if it's them, either negatively or positively, the fact that they're thinking about it, my job's done, to enlighten the people that it is Sorry Day and it isn't easy, is dropping that pebble. And hopefully, yeah, I did a gig in my hometown of Balranald on the weekend, and non-Aboriginal people were walking up to me after the performance. They were visibly emotional. And I said, "So how are you feeling?" They said, "Oh, I'm very emotional. I didn't understand. You're one of us as the local Balranald person, born there but never lived there." They were moved by what I was talking about. I said, "Hold on to that memory of emotion, because that's what we want. We want people to understand what it's like, Yeah, so I hope that people understand that, and even though it is daunting, sometimes it is celebratory.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds very powerful. So how do you feel about this year's theme of Reconciliation Week, more than a word?
Yeah, I remember in the same year, and this is not a criticism, it's an observation. I remember in the same year that Kevin apologised, and I thank him for that, because obviously his conscience told him to do so. Yeah, looking at his family unit and thinking, geez, what if it was me, somebody to apologise for what happened to me and my family. So he had the conscience to do so. But in the same breath, in apologising, he kept the intervention rolling in the Northern Territory. His actions spoke louder than his words. Yeah, more than just a word, sorry, or Reconciliation Week. You've got to back up with actions rather than just keep apologising. I'm sorry for being a naughty boy. Well, change your way of thinking. And what I'm also doing is putting a mirror up in front of non-Aboriginal Australia and saying, if you don't like what you see in your acts and how you treat Aboriginal people, maybe it's time to change. So the mirror, if they don't like what they represent in the mirror, it's time to change, I think.
Yeah, of course. Actions do speak louder than words. Reconciliation Week means many things to different people. What examples of reconciliation are present in your everyday life, Kutcher?
Well, I'm about to go into town. I don't live in Melbourne. I live in South Gippsland. And people will interact with me because I'm visible and I'm local. And they'll interact with me because I am that. Not be frightened to come and say, g'day, Kutcher. Or even if they don't know me, just a nod, be courteous, a thank you. Or if I open the door for an old lady or a man, be courteous. Just be courteous and be respectful and acknowledge where you are standing in the moment you are standing on Aboriginal land.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Acknowledge that just because the town's called, let's say, Coburg, what was it called before it was Coburg? Or Melbourne. What was the town called before it was Melbourne? Understand that, yeah, you're on Wurundjeri country in Melbourne. People need to understand that and respect that because they had names and law and culture way before 1788. And it's about acknowledging that. That's what true reconciliation is.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very important message too.
Yeah.
Do you think we've come far when it comes to reconciliation, or do you think we still have a long way to go?
Still have a long way to go. There are people who impact me and my family and my community, but there are also people who really don't care because those people, they believe themselves to be different. I look at things in a way that non-Aboriginal people of my age, turning 55 or 56 this year, or even older than me, they were all born citizens of this country. I wasn't, because I was born Aboriginal. And that plays on my spirit. All I ever wanted, or even to this day, all I've ever wanted is to belong. And if you're not you don't have that feeling of belonging, and you're always searching for acceptance, well then, yeah, I just think it's a nice ideology, but it's not a reality. And we live in a reality, Bryder. And if only I can not say that or have that thought. And that's what was so beautiful that happened Friday night in my place of birth, Ballarat. I felt like I belonged, finally, as a 55-year-old man, you know, because not only did my family and my family will forever accept me, but I think the locals of Balranald, they finally accepted me. I think I can't speak, but I'm sure they accepted me as one of their own, finally. I believe we've come a long way, but we do. Yes, I'm a glass half empty person all the time, not half full. What is that? I'm a pessimist, not an optimist.
Yeah, we share that in common.
Yeah, well, we live in brighter, and yeah, well, just one day I hope that, not that the tables turn, but there won't be so much scrutiny of what we do as Aboriginal people. We don't want to be different. We don't want to be separatists, but we are.
Yeah, of course.
We're not the mainstream. We have business and culture that we need to adhere to, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Kutcher. We really appreciate it.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.